Hi, this is Raj Mago, and this is part 6 of our series of podcasts about vilazodone. So question number 10, does it matter if you take vilazodone with food or without food? And this is not an unimportant question. This is an important issue to remember that the bioavailability of vilazodone increases by about 50% when taken with food. Okay, so this is a big deal. So please do remember that when you prescribe vilazodone, or if you come across a patient who is already on vilazodone, you have to tell the patient to make sure that he or she takes the vilazodone with food. By the way, there are other psychiatric drugs which must be taken with food, not because they cause nausea. For that reason, many medications should be taken with food, but specifically because their absorption is much less if taken with food. Right? So what medications are these? I can think of at least 3 more. So with vilazodone plus 3 more, I can think of right away. Email me if you know the answer to this question. I'd be very interested to know if people are aware about this. Question number 11. What strength does vilazodone come in? It's available in 3 strengths, 10, 20 and 40 milligram, 10, 20 and 40 milligram, and this is important in question number 12, which is what is the dose of vilazodone? It's 10 milligram per day for 7 days, 20 milligram per day for 7 days, then 40 milligram per day. So you have to titrate it up mainly for tolerability reasons or gastrointestinal tolerability reasons, and that's a pain in the behind, you know, always to titrate a medication, but in the bigger scheme of things, I guess, you know, our medications are used for many years. If it takes 2 weeks to titrate up, it's not that big a deal. You can also write for a Vibrid starter kit. The starter kit has 30 days worth of medication, but the first 7 are 10 milligram, 7 are 20 milligram, and then 14, and then 16 are 40 milligram. So that's a easier way to do it. Question number 13. Should I reduce the dose for patients who are older, patients who have renal impairment, or patients who have liver impairment? And the answer is no. Older patients, renal disease, liver disease, everybody gets the same dose unless the liver impairment is severe. So there's a little caution. If you have a patient whose liver impairment is severe, you would probably be checking everything carefully, all medications, you would be looking stuff up. The last question that I think is important to know in order to prescribe vilazodone is the cost. How much does vilazodone cost? So I checked, you know, if you pay cash, then 1 month supply of vilazodone 40 milligram is $186. So one can say that this is not a huge amount of money compared to non-psychiatric medications, but then generic medications are like only $4 a month in some cases. Some of them, citalopram, fluoxetine, are available for $4 a month. But, you know, all the branded antidepressants are more expensive. Cymbalta, for example, I looked it up, is about $240 per month. So cost-wise, you know, it doesn't really make sense to use vilazodone compared to some of the generic antidepressants unless you think that it has an advantage or the patient has already failed some of the generic antidepressants. So that's the main unanswered question, is that, yeah, okay, it's good that vilazodone is one more option for the treatment of MDD and we need to know about it, but we still really don't know whether it has less sexual dysfunction than the SSRIs, or does it have an earlier onset of effect or some other advantage, or is this all hypothetical, or is it just hype? We don't know the answer to that, and so we don't really know what the place of vilazodone is in our practice. So that's it, 14 facts about vilazodone, and now you're ready. If you come across a patient that's on vilazodone or needs to be on vilazodone, you are able to prescribe it. Thank you, dear colleagues, for listening to this podcast. I would really appreciate it if you could email me with some feedback, either directly at rajneeshmago@gmail.com or through the website. Send me suggestions for podcasts that you would like to listen to in the future. And please tell other colleagues to subscribe to my free podcast as well. Thank you so much.